Now it's time for our series, Brave New Workers. That's where we hear from people adapting to the changing economy.
I need a job and I don't have a skill set other than flying.
One day you might be cleaning the toilet, the next day you might be doing some potentially Nobel Prize winning science.
In 1979, I started my trucking career and I wanted to have the American dream.
We're going to begin today outside of Philadelphia in a field filled with rows of solar panels.
Oh yeah, it's a solar farm.
That's Tony Zimlick. He's wearing a hard hat and a bright yellow vest, and he's holding what looks like a particularly fancy video game controller.
When we turn the aircraft on, you'll hear a zzz, zzz.
And with that sound, a shoebox-sized drone rises into the sky. Zimlick guides the drone carefully, hundreds of feet over the solar farm, taking photos and gathering data that will be used to identify defective solar panels and guide repairs.
We can do something in 30 minutes, which takes 2.5 days for a two-man team to inspect.
Start going north to south.
That efficiency, Zimlick says, is one of the many reasons the commercial drone industry is taking off, and it's given him the opportunity to build a second career. Unlike many of his younger colleagues who, he says, learned to fly, playing video games and flying remote control helicopters, Tony Zimlick learned his trade with the real thing, in the cockpit of a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter above the deserts and valleys of Afghanistan.
Medevac in Afghanistan is a rewarding and emotionally challenging job. You want to always be busy as a pilot on a mission, but when you're flying medevac, the busier you are, that means the worse things are. Anytime somebody called for a medevac, we went no matter what. Weather didn't matter, gunfire didn't matter. Our sole purpose was to get injured soldiers off the battlefield. Being in a position where you're getting shot at is remarkably anticlimactic. I mean, you hear the chaos going around, but you're so focused on doing the task at hand, you don't even realize it until after the fact, and you're on your way, and you hear a really weird whistling noise from wind coming through bullet holes in the rotor blades or the fuselage. You just don't worry about it. Your only focus is making sure that the injured soldier gets back. Until you get on the ground, you're like, oh man, I really should not have made it on that one. When I made the decision to retire, I romantically thought that I'm just going to get out and fly helicopters and live this pilot's dream. However, I quickly realized that that's not necessarily the case. When I started looking at civilian flying jobs, I was hit with the realization that I didn't have enough experience to get some of the higher paying jobs. You know, I had two kids at the time, so I had mouths to feed, I had bills to pay, and so it was really scary when I realized that I need a job and I don't have a skill set other than flying. So I'd been looking for work and started utilizing my military network and called a friend of mine who I had heard through the rumor mill was doing drone work. He explained what he was doing. I thought it sounded interesting. It was definitely something new. My initial impressions of drones was basically a mix of skepticism and sarcasm. In my mind, it was the geek squad, a bunch of gamers sitting around a console, chatting it up, and not really being the consummate aviation professionals that, you know, I am or was used to working with. And I really didn't think that a drone operator could ever be as proficient as a glamorous helicopter pilot. A friend of mine called and asked me if I was interested in being a part of a startup. And I said, okay, what's the startup? And he said, well, I can't tell you, but trust me, just say yes. I did, and that startup was a commercial drone company.
All right, better start.
The transition from flying helicopters to drones was definitely different. You don't have any seat of the pants feeling. Everything you do is visual. But I didn't really miss it a whole lot because people weren't shooting at me, so that was a trade-off I was willing to make.
We've got a total of two separate missions. One's a thermal orthomosaic, and we'll fly it with this camera here.
Jeff, then we're gonna come swap
Essentially, we are field technicians. Our job is not behind a desk. It is out in the field, hard hats, work boots, cold weather clothing, and a yellow vest. I mean, we're out there the same as any other technician is, except for we're using the drone to conduct inspections in lieu of climbing a tower or in a bucket truck. As far as how everything fell into place, I think it's a combination of luck, good choices, and military friendships. The friends that I made in the military got me the job, and now I'm able to repay back that favor by recommending veterans that I knew in the Army.
That's Tony Zimlick. He is a commercial drone pilot and instructor. He spoke to us for our series, Brave New Workers, stories of workers adapting to a changing economy.